Hello, fellow journalists. I hope you're having a lovely day, evening, or afternoon. I just wanted to share with you some journaling wisdom, and mainly what I want to share with you is that there are no journaling police. I speak to so many people who don't journal because they think they're going to do it wrong, they haven't got enough to say, they haven't got the right things to say. They haven't got the right notebook and pen. They haven't got the right perfect spot to sit and, you know, write in and journal in and looked windswept and interesting. And so I just want to reassure you that there are no journaling police. There is no wrong way to journal. If you're sitting down with a pen and a notebook or a piece of paper, or even on your laptop, you're communicating sort of with and out of yourself, and therefore you're doing it. So there's just a few things I thought I would share. So first of all, if you don't know where to start, maybe try different ways. So you can try just journaling one word a day. What's your one word that you felt the day sort of summarizes? Or a sentence, or just a paragraph, or you can start with one and then move to the next. You can start with a question. So let's say you want a bit more peace in your life. You could either journal at the beginning of the day and say, how can I get some more peace in my life today? Or you can journal at the end of the day and say, where did I experience peace in my life? Or you can do both of those things. So questions are really good for that, to sort of get you thinking and setting an intention at the beginning of the day and then reflecting at the end of the day. And think about why you're, you know, and to that point of questions, think about why you're journaling. What is it you want to achieve? Do you want to get in touch with how you're really feeling? You know, it's something that it's an ongoing process for me, is still that kind of understanding, what do I actually feel? Because I often think I feel one thing when really I'm feeling another. And that's especially true around anger. For a lot of people, it will come out, or we'll experience it as something different. Start small. And in terms of time as well, you know, you don't have to sit down for a session of journaling. Just sit down and write a word, or even be on the go. You don't have to stop and do it to start with. Just start writing one way or another is the most important thing. If you've got a beautiful journal or notebook that you've been dying to use, please put that aside, because it probably is not helping you get started, because you'll be feeling like you have to put the right special words in that special notebook. So grab the back of an envelope or anything. You know, a cereal box, it doesn't matter, just have something scrappy that you can write on to start with, and then you won't worry quite so much about the quality of what you write, which is everything but the point of journaling. If you can write by hand, there's loads of research to show that it's better to write by hand. Our hands hold memory, it's good for our physical health, it's good for our mental health. We're more honest if we write by hand. There's lots of reasons, but if a computer is what you have and it's going to be the only way you do it, then do that. Review what you've written. I always recommend this, and then pull out a word or a phrase or even a whole sentence that catches your attention when you're reading back. It doesn't have to make sense. It could be two words, completely random words that make no sense. They don't need to relate to a particular thing, but just write them down. And then the next time you go to your journal, you'll have something ready to start with. And then just write from or about those words. Wherever suits you. You know, I used to journal sitting on the bus. I had a fold-out keyboard that I used to have over my knee. And I'd tap away when I lived in London. So, you know, don't think you have to be, again, in that sort of stationary special place to do your journaling. Just do it on the go if that's what works for you. And finally, there's lots more I could say, but finally, one of the most important things is don't be afraid of the mundane. We all think that we should be writing about, you know, wonderful, significant moments in our lives, but actually, it's in the mundane where the interesting things happen. So even if you, so a really good way to start is to just think about one thing from your day. It could be, I went to the supermarket to buy some eggs, and just write in detail about that. Did you speak to anyone? What did you see? What did you notice? Did you end up buying something else? It doesn't matter. Just sort of report it, if you like. And it can be really interesting to do this. Don't expect to have any sort of major wow moments, but it'll be interesting to notice how you experience that and what comes out for you. And as I say, it's a really good place to start. So that's it. I'm going to stop talking because I've gone over 5 minutes, and I hope those tips are helpful. Just do it is my main advice, and do it your way. All right. Good luck.